Have you ever wondered if your company is maximizing the return of your data investment? Are you collecting the right data required to make informed decisions? Is there more that can be learned from our data? Coyus Institute can answer these questions and help you discover the hidden value within your data sets by utilizing a well-rounded approach to data analysis. Stop leaving value behind and start increasing the return on your data investment. The next generation of data analysis has begun. We are pioneers in pattern discovery. We are Coyus Institute.
I think that the journey of the individual coming to a realization that this is a real phenomena and a spectrum of phenomena as well is probably the more important aspect of this. And that's definitely where I draw my inspiration from personally. Synchronicity and coincidence is what led me to having my contact experiences because And this is something that I've always just found so fascinating because, yes, there are most likely advanced species out there, civilizations, aliens from other planets, but how these forces are able to insert themselves into your life in a way that guides you towards it without you even knowing it until you arrive at that point and you go, oh my gosh, like I've been kind of moved through life to find these things, to discover that this is real. That to me speaks really truly about the personal individual journey towards understanding this type of thing. So I think the government disclosure process is important as it is because it's really opening the doors to, you know, the mainstream science, academia, journalism. It's giving people permission to be curious about something that's been considered a very fringe topic for so many years. And obviously, the consciousness aspect of this is an even deeper level of the fringe, right? I mean, it's okay to say that U.S. Navy pilots are seeing things that can't be explained by our current military technology, but to say that there is some form of entanglement with human consciousness and the individual and it's leading us towards some form of awakening process, that's a bit of a bigger pill to swallow for a lot of people. But I think it's a necessary part of this process, whether or not we'll ever see that kind of conversation coming from the government, despite their obvious interest in it. All we have to do is look at the CIA and other agencies and their interest in psychic phenomena and psi abilities to realize they are very, very interested in the individual synchronistic coincidental journey of people in this type of field. Whether or not we're going to get really satisfactory answers from government on that kind of thing, I don't know. But I do think that the personal journey is probably the more important aspect of this phenomena. I'm sure a lot of you would agree with that. So that's really, I like to kind of divide my time between, you know, getting these government guys and girls on for talks and these pilots and scientists. And I think it's very important to do that. But for me, it really is about that deeper, more philosophical aspect of this this subject that keeps me going. And my own experience is just, you know, evidence subjectively for me personally, this is a really, really deep trench to go down into. And we're just kind of getting to that surface level of discourse in the public space. And I would like to see that go deeper. That's basically what I'm trying to contribute, is to get these people on who have a, you know, very serious field of interest and open the doors up to these more controversial aspects of the subject, which speak about the human spirit, our connection to our wider reality. And what this intelligence or spectrum of intelligence is trying to do with humanity. And I do think that there is an aspect of this that is about expanding our individual conscious. I believe that we were probably a lot more advanced in our conscious abilities many years ago, back in the ancient times, Egyptian, before then, Sumerian. And we've lost that, especially in the Western culture. And we've lost that, you know. And I think that's also part of the system of play. It's a bit of a suppressor of consciousness. We're not exactly encouraged to expand our minds in these kinds of ways. It's frowned upon and laughed at. And I don't think it should be. So I'm trying to balance between, you know, having these discussions that, for example, I can show my family who aren't really into this subject and say, like, oh, you know, I'm not completely crazy. Look, here's a CIA officer. Here's a Pentagon program director. And, you know, like I'm not the only one. But at the same time, recognizing that this is an extremely deeply philosophical conversation about our own personal evolution as a species. And there is an aspect of that where there is an intelligence, or again, a spectrum of intelligences that I think are trying to assist us in getting to a clearer point in our evolution, and perhaps to a point where we can actually participate in a wider reality with these instances. Thank you.
Thanks, Jay.
You know, when it comes to looking at what the overarching narratives of what might be going on with all of this stuff, I'll put my hand up and say straight away, I have no idea. You know, but if I look at my own personal subjective experiences with the phenomenon, having these contacts with these orbs, if I think to myself, well, you know, what's happened from that? How have I grown from having these experiences? You know, I was a rock climbing instructor before I had these experiences, right? So I didn't have like much of an interest in all of the things that I do now. And when I had those experiences, even though I can't say definitively what these orange orbs are, you know, where they come from, what they truly represent, if I look at what they've done for me in my own life, I mean, it's led to me sitting right here, being on this stage and interacting with so many incredible people and having opportunities that I never expected to have. So if I'm just looking at my own subjective journey through this, which I think each of us, at least as experiences, should be doing, is looking at our own subjective journey through this field. It's been an incredible positive. And I, you know, I've had a lot of people, as I've done interviews or discussed my own experiences, you always get a lot of people who email or comment below saying, you know, you're opening yourself up to some really dangerous things here and you should be really careful. And to be fair, I think there's an element of truth to that, that you do have to be grounded in a very positive state of mind if you're going to be essentially casting your conscious net out into the void in hopes of getting some form of response. But I was very grounded in positive emotion and energy and intention when I was having these experiences. These orbs turned up and demonstrated to me that there is something here. There is a non-local capability to consciousness, that the universe is in some way responsive to the way that we respond to it. And that to me has been a net benefit. I've just had an incredible journey. I mean, I've had ups and downs, as we all do as human beings, but if I really have to look objectively at where this has all led, it's just led me to some really incredible people and really incredible experiences. So at least from my own personal perspective, I truly think that that was a benevolent interaction. And it works almost, I've said this before, that you could almost call a UFO like a UFP, an unidentified flying psychedelic, because it opens your mind. It opens your mind. It gives you the ability to articulate and perceive the universe and reality and your place in it in a very novel way that a lot of people aren't either necessarily ready for or want to interact with in that way. And it can be quite lonely, which is why we all gather together, right? Because sometimes we're sitting there going, my gosh, no one seems to understand how I feel about all of this. So it's always really, redeeming to be able to interact with a lot of people, and you can get that sense of community and that sense of actually we're all here trying to learn, trying to expand, trying to understand reality in a deeper way. And I don't see how that could be a negative thing. I think we're all extremely curious creatures by nature as human beings. And as I said before, I think our society in many ways has kind of suppressed that curiosity. So if something comes along that wakes up that curiosity, which really, if you think about it, has generated every single innovation and every single achievement that humanity has ever made, it's the innate driver within our evolution that completely highlights us as different in comparison to everything else on the planet. We have this, innate almost frenzy to develop and innovate and look and search and, you know, what's this, what's that? So if there's something that can come along and just, you know, spark that curiosity even deeper, I don't see how that is a negative thing, you know. So I would just say that as much as we should definitely view the wider reality with the lens of, okay, there's probably going to be good and bad, up and down, light and dark, because we're in a dualistic experience, right? There's hot and cold, there's left and right. If there's a genuine spark of creative inspiration and it leads you to having more of a open dialogue on things that are really quite important and obviously resonate with people at a very profound level within themselves, I don't see how that could be a negative. So yeah, that's my own personal subjective experience with it, but it's just led to some incredible moments in my life, and I'm very grateful for those experiences.
Thank you so much, Shay.